The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph describes the nes of the Pach HaShemen, and the Bach and the Pri Chodosh point out the known kasha in the name of the Re'eim, that why indeed was that necessary? Why is it that they had to find a single Pach HaShemen facilitating the nes of Chanukah that had burned for 8 days? After all, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Vav, Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis, describes at length the sugya of Tuma, either Dechuya or Hutra B'tzibur. The fact that something is Tameh typically is not an insurmountable problem. We can navigate around the problem of Tuma. If you assume that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, so therefore, even if it's Efshe L'Kayim Shnehem, Avoda can be done in that fashion. And if you hold that Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibur, the language Rashi uses is Bekoshi Hutra, the Rashi in Yuman Daf Memvav, but when push comes to shove, we would allow the Avoda to continue. Why then was it necessary at all for the Metzias Pach HaShemen and subsequently for the great Nes of Chanukah? The Bach and the Pri Chodosh point out two technical possibilities that perhaps we wouldn't apply Tuma Hutcher Dechuya B'tzibur under such conditions. Maybe it only applies if, for example, that the individual is considered to be Tameh. If a person who is doing the Avodah is Bechezkas Tuma, then we apply that to the case. But what happens if the Chefzah Shel Shemen, if the Shemen itself is Tameh? Here the Re'eim writes a Chiddush that maybe to that we don't apply that principle. Or, for example, the second possibility of the Bach and the Pri Chodosh, maybe it doesn't apply to all types of Tuma. That Sugi and Shas is discussing the case of Tumas Meis. Here we were dealing with various forms of Tuma, a Tuma of Akum, a Tuma of Zava, a Tuma of Tikrovas of Arazara, and as such, maybe the concept of Hutra and Dechuya does not apply. If you look, however, in Chacham Tzvi, Simen Pei Zayin, you look in the Pnei Yoshua, that Sugi and Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph, they offer a very different possibility that Enochinami. Push comes to shove. If there wouldn't been the Metzias Pach HaShemen, if there wouldn't have been the Nes of Chanukah, we would have been able to kindle the menorah even using Shemen. That is Tameh. That was absolutely a possibility. In Mikar Hadin, one could have been Yotze with such a Hadlaka, either because of Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibur. Why then was it that the Nes Chanukah occurred? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that we didn't have to rely on Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. Even though Mikar Hadin, that would have been enough, but nonetheless, a Nes on the level of a Lifni Meshuras Hadin. And why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform a Nes that seemingly is unnecessary? The Pnei Yeshua and the Chacham Tzvi write, because that is a manifestation of Av. When a person goes above and beyond that which is demanded of him, you don't necessarily do because you must, but rather you do that which is discretionary, that is a manifestation of true Ava. This is what the Stipler, for example, writes in a very different context, that why is it that there's certain partials of the Torah that are rishus? We understand sometimes a person is obligated to bring a karban, but yet the Torah also has a parsha of a karban nidava. A person is obligated, for example, to give maaser, which is very precise. What about when it comes to truma, technically speaking? Chitachas poteres is kol hakri. One kernel is considered to be sufficient. And the Torah turns to us and say, beyond that, it's really up to you. The parsha of nazirus, not mandated, but yet the person has the discretion that you could become a nazir. The Stipler asks that, why do you have divrei rishus? Why do you have discretionary partials? Couldn't one argue, if this is really necessary, the Torah should insist? And if it's not that important, why is it even considered to be appropriate? What is the concept of a Dvar Rishus? The Stipler writes, you have to realize this. The Torah insists on Avas Hashem. And how is it that a person cultivates a sense of Ava? After all, the Torah insists not only on action, but the Torah demands a certain emotion. But how is it that you nurture? How is it that you cultivate Avas Hashem? The Stipler writes, by doing that which is discretionary. If a person only does that which he must, you're not going to develop a true sense of Ava. If I ask you, why are you doing this? The answer is, do I really have a choice? I believe in schar and onesh, and I'll be rewarded if I do, and I'll be terribly punished if I don't. Do I really have any wiggle room other than to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem? But the Torah creates parshios that are fully discretionary. You don't have to, but these are opportunities. Because when a person goes above and beyond that which is demanded and that which is mandated, that which is necessary, I'll ask you, why exactly are you doing so? The answer is because you desire to, because there is a feeling of ahava. Otherwise, don't go ahead and do so. In psychology, the whole doctrine of cognitive dissonance. Now that if a person will do something only because he must, it doesn't change the nature, the attitude, the character of the person. When a person goes above and beyond, then absolutely yes. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, that we will perform not only the Shura Sadin, but discretionary acts as well. And one of the models is exactly that of the Ner Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates the av that he has to Knesset Yisrael by performing a nes, even though technically speaking, it wasn't absolutely vital, it wasn't necessary. The avoda could have continued even without, but a nes to demonstrate the ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Knesset Yisrael. Because in a reciprocal fashion, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu not demands, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us as well, that we are going to do above and beyond. It's not coincidental that according to Pnei Yeshua and Chacham Tzvi, the whole nes was lifnim reshuras hadin. Technically, it was not necessary. Mi ikar hadin, the avoda could have been performed, even betuma. And how is it we fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? You want to just get by? Ner Ishu Beiso. One candle per night, per household, that's sufficient. No? The Rambam's mashal. No, it's the eighth night of Chanukah. You have 10 people in your family, you're lighting 80 candles. I turn to you, you know, if you're all you're interested in doing is fulfilling the Shura Sadin, one candle. 80 times as much, why are you lighting so much when you can get by with so little? You know what the answer is? Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Because the whole lesson of Chanukah is that we are not going to be satisfied with merely Yitzias Yidei Chavasi, but look for an opportunity to be able to do more. That was the nature of the entire nes of the Pach HaShemen. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes beyond for Knesset Yisrael, and we're called upon to fulfill the mitzvah ba'ofen hamahudar. If I was obligated to light all these candles, how would that be a tool, a vehicle of conveying and nurturing that avas Hashem? But when a person goes above and beyond the mahadrin, min hamahadrin, not because you absolutely must, but rather because you desire to, and therefore you can nurture, you can cultivate that lesson of avas Hashem. There's a fascinating comment of Rav Yosef Engel. It's found in Gilyonei Hashas, Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Yosef Engel writes the following. He quotes the kasha of the Bali Atosos and Parsha Shmini against Rashi. You know that many different karbanos were offered on the day of the Miluim, and one of them was the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. And the Torah describes Vihine Saraf, that could not be altered as is, it had to be burned. Rashi writes, why? What was the problem? Rashi writes, because of Tuma. It became Tameh, and therefore is necessary to burn this carbon. In the Mikros Gedolos, the Das Akenim Balatosis raises the kasha, since when is Tuma an insurmountable problem? Tuma is either Hutra or Dechuya Bitzibur. So why do you have to burn the carbon? Offer the carbon Bituma. That's Tosus' Tzarechiyun against Rashi's Shita. There is a Ran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel where the Ran is bothered by the Gemara. When Knesset Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael, they had to offer the Minchas HaOmer. But the Minchas HaOmer is offered from the Tvua HaChadasha. So the Gemara asks that, where did they get Chadash from? No, it's not as if that they planted and this was the new crop. They now entered Eretz Yisrael. Where did they get the new Tvua to offer the Minchas HaOmer? So the Ran is bothered, Rosh Hashanah Yom Gimel. That's not Le'ikuvah. Isn't it clear? No, the Sugya Menachos, that if you don't have Chadash, Yavi min haliyah. You don't have chadash, you can bring yashan. How can you offer the minchas omer? Where is the chadash? It's not insurmountable. If you don't have chadash, bring yashan. So the Ran writes the following chiddush. True, under certain circumstance, you can't perform the mitzvah lechatchila. You do so both in b'di'eved. Typically speaking, you can't find tefuah chadasha. You can always go ahead and bring the minchas omer from last year's tefuah. But the Ran writes, the first time that the mitzvah is performed, that's going to be performed b'di'eved. Bikur hadin, not ba'ofen amuvchar. How could that be? The first time the minchas omer was brought, that was the opportunity, the foundation to establish this as a mitzvah l'doros. That is going to be done ba'ofen b'di'eved. The Ran writes, cannot be. It had to be tefuah chadasha. That's where Yosef Engel writes, on the day of the miluim, you're going to offer the se'ir of Rosh Chodesh as d'chuya. How can that be? L'doros, sometimes you have a functioning Beis HaMikdash, Tumah is d'chuya b'tzibur. The tchilas ha'avoda is going to be ba'ofen b'di'eved. That cannot be. And therefore, he writes that is the Yishuv to Tosas Isakasha against Rashi, Ve'inei Sarav. The tchilas ha'avoda has to be b'kedusha v'tara. And I would suggest, you know why that's true? Because the Mishnah Menachos Naf Memteh says that, you know what? If you want to be Mikadesh Kli, how do you do so? So in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, no, the Gemara Sanhedrin Taf Tezayin, Shavuos Taf Tezvav, Mishichoson Mikadshan, you're Mosheich the Kli with Shemana Mishcha. What about the Doros? Mikan Va'elech. Mikan Va'elech, the Gemara says, Avodasa Mechanchosa. The Tchilas Avoda is Mikadesh. The first time that they were going to light this new menorah, that would be Mikadesh, the menorah. True, when it comes to the mitzvah avoda, that tum is dechuyer, tum is hutra b'tzibur. But the tchilas avoda, which is Mikadesh, the menorah, that is going to be ba'ofen b'di'eved. That cannot be. And hence, Rav Yosef Engel writes, the need to find the pach ha-shemen. It had to be shemen tor. How can you be mikadesh, the klei hamikdash, ba'ofen d'chuya? That has to be b'kedusha uvetara, and hence that was true. Beyond that, yes, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nes of the Pach HaShemen, to see to it that the same kedusha in tara that we were able to attain to be mikadesh, the menorah, that continued throughout all of the days of Hanukkah, to see to it that the mitzvah is fulfilled ba'ofen hamuvchar. It's an important, important Musar Haskel. Number one, in terms of Avodas Hashem, you have to always seek the high ground. You know? Is there a way that you can get by with less? Absolutely. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us discretionary hisnadvus, dvivrei rishus, and therefore the opportunity beyond that which technically is necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem. And even if technically speaking one could be yotzei, but the impact, the kedusha, the tara of the mitzvah is far different. Whether it's fulfilled minimally to get by, or whether a person seeks out an opportunity to maximize his avodas Hashem. The lesson of Chanukah, as the Netziv points out, in terms of esek b'torah in limud ha-torah, is to maximize that opportunity. Is it possible sometimes to get by for less? Possibly. No, it's possible sometimes to come a little bit late for Seder and to leave Seder a little bit early and to miss the beginning of davening, leave before davening is over. Can you kind of get by? You can fool yourself and think you can get by doing so. You can't even get by. But you have to seek the high ground, the ofen hamuvchar, because that is the expectation of a true Eved Hashem. And therefore the Torah creates parshios of voluntarism, of altruism, of hisnadvus, l'shem shamayim. Chazal tiered the mitzvahs, nikra mitzvah, mahadrin and mahadrin mina mahadrin, in order to signal that this is not only true of Ner Chanukah. Every mitzvah, there's an opportunity, yozek keli vanveil, hisna lefana b'mitzvahs. Every mitzvah can be fulfilled. According to the Shura Sadin, but yet to be able to be otze lifnim mishuras hadin. And that has to be the mandate, the mindset of Bnei Yeshiva throughout Hanukkah and during each and every day of the year as well. We're not simply interested in Ner Ish Ubeisa, one candle. We will light Mahajin Mina Mahajin because we love, we yearn for the opportunity of Avodas Hashem Bederech Hisnadvus Ba'ofin Hamuvchar, because that's how we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to relate to us. Not merely minimally that which is necessary for us to survive. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to impact on us in a way that we can thrive throughout our lives in Avodas Hashem. And Mida Keneged Mida, if that was the nature of the nes of the Pach HaShemen, that is our challenge of Avodas Hashem. It behooves each one of us, to be able to see to it how we can notch up in Avodas Hashem, to see to it that Yimei HaChanak are an opportunity for growth, for Hisnadvus, to be able to fulfill the Ratzon HaShem, Ba'ofen HaMehudar.